that the transports, I don't think they ever wore out, even on the 1200 and on the RCAs. I did have a lot of trouble doing maintenance on the 1-inch RCA machine. I think it was the first attempt on a helix-type machine that RCA had. And there was a little parts breaking down all the time. And they never sent me to school for it. It was on-the-job training.
Yep, I know. I was having a heck of a time with the Ampex initially. The Ampex ACR-25 had a lot of problems, and it was the demo machine that was on the NAB showroom that WNBU decided to purchase. So they bought that machine right off the showroom, and it had a lot of problems. You know, those carts jamming up, and lamp failures, and the buffer columns, and that kind of stuff. And when they sent me to school, I came back with a handful of, I mean, like all those field engineering bulletins. And I ordered all the parts, and about maybe after working on all that, all those, doing all the suggestions and procedures in those field engineering bulletins, by golly, that machine ended up being very reliable, and it just worked.
Yeah. You gotta wait till, besides the 0.001 machine, you gotta get them up to the 120 or 130 production. By that time, they get all the bugs worked out. Oh, and did you ever work on that big RCA cart machine, which then I was dumping commercials over onto those big 2-inch cassettes? You remember that? Did you have one of those? We had one of those at Channel 13 and at Channel 8 both.
I saw one of those operate at WSBT-TV here in South Bend. They bought those, and we bought the Ampex. And those they had those fingers, you know, that would handle the tape, and it would pull the tape out. And I saw those. Those were a mechanical monster.
I worked on those, too. And that goes back a long ways. That goes back to about 1972-73.
Yeah, exactly. And, the Ampex was actually a... that machine was really... That was really something. That thing used buffer columns to handle the tape with tightly controlled servo motors. And the motors were huge that operated those spools in the cassette. It had these cog belts that operated the spools in the cassette. And it had these little friction tables with these rubber, little turntables and the cassette would be pneumatically pushed toward those little turntables with the little rubber O-rings in them that contacted those spools. And the motors that operated those, that turned those cogs, those cog belts, that operated those turntables, those things were huge servo motors, you know, DC. servo motors, and the electronics that controlled those motors.
CMS Network.
It had these buffer columns with these lamps and photo detectors, and that thing was amazing. When you hit the play button on that machine, the video was right there within milliseconds.